Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tonight is an auspicious beginning, a new start. Hilchos Tfilah Simin Pei Tes. A lot of the halachos in the beginning of Hilchos Tfilah are going to be related to nekudos that we discussed, for those who are listening to the recording, that we discussed in Simin Nunches, the halachos of Vasikin. And we spoke about the chashivos of Tfilah Vasikin in Hilchos Kriyashma. We're not going to repeat that. That's how the Mechaber begins. Zman tefilas hashachar mitzvasa shiyaskel ima neitzachama. The mitzvah is with the neitz, kidichsi birucha ima shemesh, just to bring out how significant it is. Rav Nevin Sals, as we discussed in detail, said that neitzachama is lichatchil and everything else is bidyevid. And if a person normally davens by neitz, Rav Nevin Sals says that's more important than davening with a minyan. We saw that even there was mashmos in that in the Mishnah Berurah. V'him ispalo misha alo amura shachar v'her pnei mizrach yotza. But if he davens from alos hashachar and on, so then he's going to be yotze. The Be'er Halacha and Dibur HaMaskil v'him ispalo points out that some people make a mistake and they think that's what they call the morning star, and that's not correct. The morning star appears quite early on, way before the halachic alos hashachar, the Be'er Halacha says, and alos hashachar is approximately, says the Be'er Halacha, an hour and a fifth of an hour prior to neitzachama. And of course, for those who are familiar with the luach, there are different, slightly different times of alos hashachar. V'nimshach zman, and the zman continues, the zman of tefillah continues, ad sof arba shos, for 4 hours. Shuhu shlish hayom, and that is a third of the day. Rav Nevin Sal agreed today that the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sif Katan Hey is quite clear. V'tzarech ligmar hatfilah Shmon Esrei b'sol shesh hayom. It's not enough to start Shmon Esrei. Every once in a while, we don't leave a lot of time, and we say, "Okay, I'll get to tefillah as long as I begin Shmon Esrei." So that's not correct. The halacha is that you need to be finished Shmona Esrei, all of Shmona Esrei, even prior to Zman Tefillah. Rav Nevin Sal thought that the same would apply even to Chazaras Hashatz, Lichat Tefillah should be finished. Ad Kedei Kach, that he left off with the Tzarech Iyun today. He's not been feeling well. I was Zochat to learn with him in the house. Baruch Hashem, he's getting slowly better. You have to daven for a Yeshua for the Rebbetzin. Yeah. Shifra Basleya. So he said today that he's not sure why it is that on Yom HaKippurim because we have piyutim and so on, the Chazaras Hashatz, or for that matter Rosh Hashanah, could go on past Zman Tefillah, and he's not sure why that would not be problematic. Because at the end of the day, Rav Nevin Sal said that the Zman Tefillah should apply not only to Tefillas Halacha, it should also apply to Tefillas HaTzibur as well. Rav Nevin Sal dropped a bomb today when he said the following. Someone told me, Rav Ami Merzel told me, there is a sign in Ramban Shul like this that he told me today. He asked me, he said to me, what do you think about making a minyan after Zman Tefillah? The halacha, of course, is that bidyavad, if a person didn't daven during Zman Tefillah, he has up until Chatzos. Let's see that in the Shulchan Aruch. Vimta, o avar v'ispala achar arba shos ad Chatzos. Afal pi shein lo schar tefillah bezman. And the Mechaber says, schar tefillah mi ha'ikri. He doesn't have tefillah bezman, but he has schar tefillah. So Rav Nevin Sal asked, he turned to me and he said, what would you say about it? So I told him, I don't know. So he said, I think that they should not make a minyan in such a case. And he said, it's not called tefillah betzibur. He said, the only time something could be called tefillah betzibur is if it's tefillah bezmana. If it's no longer tefillah bezmana, then it's some type of tashlumen, but it's not called tefillah betzibur. Ad kedei kach, here comes the bomb. He said to me that Birchas Kohanim would be a bracha levatala. All the Chazaras Hashatz would be a bracha levatala. That's a real misnagit for you. That I say this with the ultimate in the ultimate love of my Rebbe, but I think what it's not just Stam Hisnagdus to those people who daven late, but he says that in such a case he doesn't know what the heter is. The Ramah continues, V'achar Chatzos also l'ispalo tefillah shachris. It's prohibited to daven shachris after Chatzos. It's a little bit of an open question. What about the half hour after Chatzos. So what seems to come out from the Mishnah Berurah is the following, that l'chatchila you could only daven after Chatzos, up till Chatzos, excuse me, but we know that you don't have mincha until a half hour after Chatzos, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Zayin concludes, b'di'eved, if a person is mispal shachris in that half hour, so then in such a case he'd be yotze. So Rav Nevenzel Shlita pointed out that that means that it's yotze b'di'eved, but l'chatchila one should not daven in such an instance. The Mishnah Berurah is quite clear in Sifkatan Aleph, in Sifkatan Beis. There aren't many significant things that one that really jump out. Of course, the Mishnah Berurah points out that l'chatchila one should do everything one can to daven after Nates. However, b'di'eved, in certain instances where a person needs to travel, so then in such a case he could daven after Alos, but that's considered bidiyavad. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Hay tells us how we divide the day, and of course we know that there is a big machlokus between the Magen Avram and the Gra, and there's a machlokus whether you calculate from Alos HaShachar to Tzeis HaKochavim, or you calculate from Neitz HaChama to Shkia, and that of course is behind the machlokus between the Gra and the Magen Avram. Rav Nevenzel Shlita does have a fascinating Haran B'Yitzchak Ikari. What I've told you up until now is things Mipi HaShmua. He does, in the B'Yitzchak Ikari, discusses the exact definition of Neitz and Shkia. He points out that we follow the opinion that Neitz is defined according to Neitz Hanira. Neitz Hanira means that the Neitz, based on the altitude that we are at, when it would appear over the horizon in a straight plane, if there's a straight plane. There's something else that's called a Neitz astronomy. As I understand, the Neitz astronomy means what happens. Do you adjust it based on where you are, or do you say as if you were at sea level? That's the Neitz astronomy, that you look at it as if everything was at sea level. But we don't do that. We do the fi Neitz Hanira. That means that it adjusts to the altitude that a particular city or place is at. But there is a fascinating machloikis, which Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal had a very, very interesting shita. I want to read from the Lashon of the B'Yitzchak Ikari just to get the flow of how Rav Nevenzel breaks down the sugya. Number one, he says that we follow the Neitz Hanira. And then he says, Yesh bazeh machlokis, him l'tchashev b'gova ha'ahorim, o l'tchashev l'fi ofek yashar, b'lilo l'tchashev b'ahorim. Right now, we are sitting on... We're on Nachal Maor, right? We're on Nachal Maor. If you face in a particular direction, you'll see the hills of Beit Shemesh. Now, if the sun rises behind those hills of Beit Shemesh, so then we won't see it until it rises over the hills of Beit Shemesh. So now the question becomes, when is it Neitz? If you had removed those hills, we're not talking about altitude now. We're talking about whatever our altitude is, whether it's straight. Do you look at it straight? Do you flatten out the hills? Or do you say, no, the shkia is going to adjust based on the hills? So, it goes like this. Rav Nevenzel starts out saying, Haminik b'Yerushalayim hu lo l'tchashev b'har HaZeisim el l'tchashvim l'fi harei Moav. In Yerushalayim, because Har HaZeisim is so close to the Ir Atika, so then you don't take into account being able to see the sun over Har HaZeisim, because if that would be so, you would have to wait for a long time, because Har HaZeisim looms over Yerushalayim. But rather you go all the way past Har HaZeisim into Jordan, which is Har Moav, and then when the sun, you could see over that horizon, that's considered the Neitz HaChama. So what you see is that the minig Yerushalayim is a little bit of a pshara. The minig of Yerushalayim is that you adjust based on the horizon. But if you have a hill that's standing right in front of you, so then in such a case, the halacha is going to be different. However, Rav Neiman Sullivan goes on, and he says that Rav Shlomo Zalman had a different shita. Admor Zal Sover Shazricha Vashkia Nechshav Lefima Sharon Bepoel Baosam Makum Shunim Tzabo. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that you adjust based on the era of where you are and what you see from the sun. Vilachain. Now this is actually a piece of history. This was the last psak that Rav Neiman Sal Shlita heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman. When he visited him in Shari Tzedek, this is in Rav Neiman Sal's hesped, in the Sichot, in his hesped for Rav Shlomo Zalman, he mentioned that one of the last psakim, if not the last psak, he had visited Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shari Tzedek, and Rav Shlomo Zalman spoke with him that it's possible that depending on what floor a baby is born, you see how Ish Halacha was thinking when he was in the hospital, he was thinking of the babies that were born in Shari Tzedek. So he said it depends where the mother was when she gave birth for a nafkamina in Hilchus Shabbos. What? That what? Yeah, Friday, if you're on one of the upper floors on Shari Tzedek, so you see over the hills of Yerushalayim, so Shkia is going to be later. In contrast to those who are on the lower floors of Shari Tzedek, so the sun already disappears over the hills of Yerushalayim a lot more clearly, because you're blocked by the hills, depending on how high you are in a skyscraper. Us Israelis now, we forgot already what the Manhattan skyscrapers are. For us, 25 floors is a big deal. So therefore, it's going to depend. Shari Tzedek is not even that tall. It's going to depend where in Shari Tzedek she's going to give birth. In other words, if it's Friday around Bein Hashmashos time, if she's on the upper floor, so then it's still Friday, because you still see the sun. And then in such a case, that baby's Mila should be done on Friday of next week. While the other woman at the exact same time was giving birth to the baby, they can't see, and then the sun, therefore it's Shabbos for them, and that baby's bris should be on Shabbos, it's Shabbos itself. Fascinating shita. Now, this psak, or Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, is a very, very interesting psak. It's jarring, because what it is, it means, is wherever you are, it depends if you're on Nachal Ma'or, or you're on Nachal Achish, wherever you are, based on where the hills are, you have a different shkia and a different nates. Amazing, amazing. So Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that in a chanami, it's all dependent on what you see. And therefore, a luach is not going to be absolute. So I had a hard time believing that Rav Shlomo Zalman would use this lekula. Would he say that you're allowed to do malacha on Shabbos in Shari Tzedek on one floor, while somebody else on another floor is not going to be allowed to do malacha? So I asked Rebbe Shlita, I asked him, and he said, his words were, it never came to me a shaila that it would be a nafkamina lekula, he said, but this was the psak of the Rav Zatzal. Fascinating shita, Rav Shlomo Zalman. Again, the minig Yerushalayim is generally not that way, which in of itself, Rav Tokachinsky in the Luach doesn't have that, but it should be known that this was a very fascinating psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Yeah?
So what happens if someone comes to him and says, is the baby on Shabbos or Friday? How would they actually determine the time? It's a difference of maybe a minute. And then who's testing it? You're not going by the luach anymore. You're going by what? Exactly. Who's testing?
The measurement you would have to Eina Chanami. And if there was be a safek, so you wouldn't do mila, right? You can't do safek. You wouldn't do a safek mila on Shabbos.
So but is someone measuring every Shabbos?
In Shari Tzedek, I don't know. I don't know if anybody's being knowing with this psak ad asaf. I don't know. I pushed Rav Neiman Sal a little bit. Rebbe, do you know? Can you give me an example? One of my friends, Rav Rafi Ronis, is a tremendous Talmud Chacham in Baal Midos. He was a soldier in the army. See, he said he had a feeling on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. He was a soldier in the army, so he had to be riding a jeep. because of commands for the armies, because of Pikuach Nefesh. I'm sure he got a good Horah. But he said he felt he was going in and out of Shabbos. As he was going closer to the hills, he couldn't see this. He was thinking of this Psacher of Shlomo Zalman. As he was getting to the hills, the sun had already set. And then when his captain called him back, he went back to Erev Shabbos. And then back to Shabbos again. So that's a fascinating psak. Halacha l'maisa, it seems that Rav Nemtzal Bichosh would follow this, certainly l'chumra. The minig of the luach is definitely not that way. I think the minig of most poskim is to go with more of an absolute time, because you're right, then it's a little bit of nasata dvarech l'shiurim, and then every shaila needs to be judged k'chut hasaira. We'll stop over here.